Today's devotional is based on Luke 18, verses 9 through 14. And it was written by Dr. Wendy Ferrone. There is an old Mac Davis song called "It's Hard to Be Humble" that begins, "Oh Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way." This satirical song points out how quickly we determine our place as above that of others. At times, we believe that the blessings we have received are of our own making, due to our brilliance and good works. In today's parable, Jesus teaches about the human condition of self-righteousness. The Pharisee is learned of high status and follows the rules of fasting and tithing. The Pharisee prays to God, not for his undeserved gifts, but in thanks that he isn't one of those people. One can just envision his upturned nose and eyes scanning others over his robed shoulder. It is as if he is saying, "Lord, it's hard to be humble when you're perfect in every way like me." The tax collector also stood before the altar in prayer. In contrast to the Pharisee's haughty assuredness, the tax collector would not even look up to heaven. He stood away from the others because he felt unworthy before God. He displayed his repentant heart as he cried, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner," hoping to be restored to righteousness. The twist at the end of Jesus' lesson is that the tax collector who recognized his sinful nature and turned to God for mercy was the one exalted. The Pharisee found no need to repent since he was perfect. Martin Luther wrote about believers not focusing on themselves, but rather by faith on Christ and their neighbors. We are far from perfect in every way, and that is exactly why we seek the Lord's mercy. Let us pray. Good and gracious God, thank you for your steadfast mercy. Though I fail, I thank you for your forgiveness and guidance as I try again and again to be humble. I am reminded in your word to look toward you and not within myself. Amen.